Taylor Wallace hanging out in Studio 1A, but I am joined by New York's Lemuria. They played here a couple weeks ago on the 13th with a giant dog and Jawbreaker, and now they're about to kick off their umpteenth tour. They've got a new album called Recreational Hate, but they also came out with a companion album. We're going to talk a little bit about that and all that good stuff, but can we get to the music first?
We're going to hear Kicking In first.
Lovely, lovely start to this Studio 1A session. We're sitting here with Buffalo, New York's Lemuria. Their new album that came out at the end of last year is called Recreational Hate. They played a show in town on Friday the 13th with Jawbreaker and a giant dog, and they're about to kick off their tour, which is, besides writing excellent music, touring just seems to be the thing y'all know how to do best. Is that right?
I think we're...
We've toured a lot, yeah.
So there's a few people here in the room, and Alex, I'm going to start with you. Alex Kearns on the drums and the co-lead vocals. Can you introduce us to all these other wonderful people in the room?
We have Sheena Ozella.
Hi.
On guitar, Max Greger on bass, and Tony Flaminio on acoustic guitar, and then we had Don Pollock on the pedal steel.
On the pedal steel, which is a great jumping off point to talk about y'all's sound and to put some context. Our listeners who know you guys, but to put some context for those who might just be getting their feet wet in the Lemuria Lagoon. The pedal steel, you guys don't really have an exact sound. You could pick any of your albums and you'll hear a tapestry of sounds. Even on this Recreational Hate album, you've got songs that sound more folk, songs that are distinctly pop punk. You've got some power pop songs on there, indie pop gems, and all kinds of things. But that just kind of describes the whole aesthetic. You guys have been with a number of DIY labels that typically house different genres, everything from hardcore, ska, pop punk, and all kinds of things, and have just kind of played things by your own rules for the last over decade or so. And at this point, I've kind of built a team around all of the people that you've met all along the way, along this DIY trail. I think that's really, really wonderful. You guys are truly, truly DIY. And so this song, Sprinkling In Some Pedal Steel, there's trumpet on a song in this record, and it's just really, really cool. You guys have a myriad of sounds, but you blend it together very cohesively.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And Don, was Don on the album? Is he the steel pedal on the album? Awesome.
Yep.
Great. So you guys, like we said, you guys have been touring a whole lot, and it's taken you across the, you know, out of the country, Indonesia, Ukraine, Thailand, and everything. And I know y'all have slowed down on the touring a bit as life has just kind of settled in, but what are some places that are still on your tour dream list?
Yeah, South America.
Yeah,
that'd be on the list.
I'd love to go to South America, and I've also never been to Scandinavia. I'd love to go up there and see it.
We also did that whole Southeast Asia tour, but we didn't go to Japan.
Yeah,
and that seems like seems
like someone forgot to check a box.
Yeah, that would be incredible.
Yeah, awesome. So Recreational Hate came out at the end of December, but it was kind of a surprise release. Is that right? And so who got this album?
So we did like a pre-order for the record, and we just said it was a secret record we're putting out. We sold a bunch of pre-orders and then pressed about that amount and then mailed them out to everybody. And when we kind of tried to time it so everybody received the records at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of hard with the post office, but
sure.
Instead of getting like a record full of B-sides or live tracks, I think that they were expecting, because we had done it in the past before and that's what it was, they got our brand new record, which was the first new record we did put out in 4 years.
That's so cool. That's so wonderful. And then just a couple weeks ago, y'all released Companion, right? Which is a lot of the same tracks, not the full album, but then some demos too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And was that also just an unplanned surprise release too?
Yeah, we did like kind of another little surprise thing in the same style. And it has three outtakes from the album and then a few different like kind of same songs, but different mixes and then a bunch of demos. Kind of to show where the song started and where they ended.
You guys just keep giving.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool too, because like a lot of the people that buy them, we're really lucky that anyone even wants to buy something secret, you know. But like a lot of the people that buy them, like buy all of them, and they're like, it's just really special because it's like, I feel like this might sound cocky, but it's like a lot of the people that really want the stuff, and it's really nice that they keep supporting us, because obviously we need the support to be able to do it, but also just nice knowing that people care enough to buy a mystery record.
Yeah,
absolutely.
There's like a cool trust thing there. You know, like when we've done it in the past, it's just been like, oh, secret record. Like it could be anything. It could be like, you know, we could like be recording some garbage on a tape recorder and people are, you know, have been interested in it and bought it in the past. So that was the thinking behind Recreational Hate. It was kind of like those people put so much trust in us that it's like, all right, well, hopefully this seems like a reward. This is like a full, like, produced album with, like, everything that's gone into a full album on it. And so this time for trusting us to send you whatever we might send you, it's our new record.
That's really cool. And Alex and Sheena, you guys have been the core from the beginning. And Max, how long have you been with these guys?
Eight years? Yeah.
Was it 2011, I think, or 2010?
Tony has been playing on all of our records the entire time we've been a band. So, and now he's like in the band. So
fantastic.
It's cool.
Awesome. Well, so my last question for y'all, we're here in Studio 1A with Lumeria and so many different kinds of music. What's your favorite kind of music to write? And that's a question to each of you.
the songs we write, I guess.
All of them.
Yeah. I guess. I don't know. We all do listen to a lot of different stuff. I like sad jams.
I like the eclectic nature. Like there isn't like one particular, I think it's the fact that like we keep trying to do different things, or not trying, but that's just keep, you know, what keeps coming out. Like when either of these two bring a song to the table, oftentimes it's like, oh, I've never really thought about playing like that before. So it's something like challenging and interesting that's keeping me engaged. So I appreciate all of that.
Awesome. Well, on that note, can we hear another song?
See my purposeful place.
but I was in prayer.
Even though I can't say that I know anything about you, but I know
I knew I wanted to be yours. I knew I wanted to be yours.
Ba 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 ba
ba
ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba ba.
We are in Studio 1A with New York's Lemuria talking about their new album that came out at the end of last month. You can get Recreational Hate. It is out now, as well as their companion album to that that came out last week, or about a week or so ago. This is airing on Monday, July 30th, but we recorded this on the Monday before on July 23rd. So, man, by the time this is airing, you guys are in the thick of your next tour.
In Montana
Idaho.
Or something.
Ooh. All right. Not in the humidity suit that is Texas right now.
Oh, yeah.
Ditching it for much, much nicer nicer temperatures. My goodness. Today's Studio 1A was mixed by Cliff Hargrove. Our multimedia crew today is led by Julia Reese, assisted by Andrea Garcia. You can check out this interview, the two songs you've heard, and a bonus third song at KUTX.org. Dieter Gott is our awesome Studio 1A producer. My name is Taylor Wallace, and you're listening to KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience. Experience.